theft. "I want those mules turned over to us right now," Virgil said to Tom McLaurie.
"That's not possible at the moment," said McLaurie. "But I promise I'll return them as soon as I can."
Virgil looked at Wyatt, who shrugged. The Earps didn't have much choice. They were outnumbered by the McLaurie family and their workers. The Earps knew this was no time to start a fight with the McLaurie's.
"They're not going to give back those mules," Wyatt said,
as the Earps rode back to Tombstone.
"I know," Virgil said. "But if I were to try to arrest them, they'd get their politician friends, like Sheriff John Behan, to get them out of trouble. We'll get our chance at them someday."
Over the next several months, tensions between the Earps and the McLaurie's got worse. Friends of the McLaurie's, the Clanton family, also did not like the Earps. The Clantons were cattle rustlers and did business with the McLaurie's. On many occasions, the Clantons and the McLaurie's threatened to kill the Earps. The Earps continued to try to enforce the law the best they could. However, everyone knew that the feud would end only one way, with spilled blood. Chapter 2. Ike Clanton Goes Wild. As the months went on, things got worse for the Earps.